escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Jake's in Sachse, and we'll be here until 7 o'clock, and then Fan Phenom's going to take over. So we're excited to see all the hopeful Tolos out here try out to be the next fan host. Here's Broadus with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you to Reliant, and thank you to Jake's for having us here on the first leg of the Fan Phenom. Excited to see how this thing materializes the next several weeks. Also, Eric, we got our pregame show this Saturday. So we signed
up. Oh, crap. Do we really?
Yeah, we signed up for the 18 weeks of football. So
that's right.
So we got some weeknight games. That'll be fun. And then we got the weekend games. But our pregame show starts at 3 o'clock. And then Woolchuck and I will do the postgame show after that. So I'm sure we'll have some interesting conversations if the Cowboys go out there and just kind of just
do what they did the other day.
Do what they do the other day.
Just get sure. S'd on for four quarters.
You know what? I'll say this, though.
Say it.
I'd love to be able to sit down and study the practice tape like I used to when I worked for DallasCowboys.com. That was always one of my highlights of getting to sit down and watch the tape and kind of figure out, well, why did this work or why didn't this work? I'll say this, though. Our friends over there at DallasCowboys.com with Nicole and Kyle Yeomans, they did a good job with the the two-minute drill. Like, they had 13 minutes of, like, watch. Okay, here we're going to do training camp live, and it's Cowboys offense versus Rams defense. And I was encouraged by that. If everything was bad leading up to that point, the one thing that kind of gave me a little bit of encouragement was, okay, they have to have this drive. They have to get in field goal position. They have to make some plays.
Mm-hmm.
And they made some plays.
Yeah, and you see
that, the rest of the practice might have been dog-ass, but that 12 minutes you watch, it's like, okay, they have to have this. They have to block. They have to be able to pick up. They have to be able to run routes. The quarterback can't go back there and get sacked. They got to use their timeouts right. That part of it was encouraging to me. But I give DallasCowboys.com and those guys a thank you for putting that part of the practice out, because that gave me a little bit of an idea. It said, okay, maybe things weren't as terrible. And it sounded bad in a lot of ways. But the fact that I got to see a little bit for myself and evaluate some of the offensive linemen and watching BB and Booker and those guys and how they were kind of picking things up, you know, it gave me a little hope. Like, okay, this practice wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, or how it sounded.
Yeah,
when you watch the clips.
Yeah, that was
like
a nice little silver.
Who was doing
there?
The play-by-play with Yeomans on that?
It was Nicole Hutchinson.
Nice.
Yeah, she does. They do, both of them do Cowboys TV, and I think she's sideline reporter for the preseason games. I think I'm right. If it's not her, or Nick Eaton, it might be one of them.
Well, she does a great job.
Yeah, but she knows her ball, and she really does a good job. Okay, I'm going to give you some names, some guys that need to have a good start to this these preseason.
Are all these names on the same line, or is this like a power ranking? Like, is the first name you give me the most important, like the guy with the most
important? I would say it was – I'm just going to go off the list of my roster, how I have it, and I'll start with the offense first. Pick any wide receiver not named Lamb, Pickens, or Turpin.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes Holden, Flournoy. It also includes – how about Mingo, and how about Brooks? Those are the guys I think that are in the battle. I know we talked about that a little bit earlier, that you know, where are they on the receiver levels?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got three that are for sures. I'm not saying that Mingo and those guys will get cut, but somebody out of that group I don't think is going to be here.
Right.
I think you got to keep Mingo for the run blocking, really, the physicality that he's going to bring to the mm-hmm. position. You need an overall upgrade in physicality and toughness on your football team, and Mingo can at least – you know, you want to create more of a running situation, or you're third and short, you're going to take Pickens off the field or Lamb off the field. Here comes Mingo.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if anybody else gives you a different look. Like, Treshawn Holden is just a really poor man's featured receiver who's slow, right? And maybe he can overcome that to have a role. But I feel like Mingo gives you something, a role that you wouldn't otherwise have.
I'm kind of in agreement with you on that. I've liked what I've seen from Holden. I'll tell you the guy that's been surprisingly good.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Throughout and been consistent has been Jalen Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, because of his toughness and his ability to play a little special teams, is he angling himself to be one of these guys? But pick any Cowboy wide receiver, not named the first three, those guys would be. How about John Stevens at tight end? John Stevens has been a guy that kind of the last 2 years has dealt with knee injuries. You know, he was a guy that said, oh, he was going to make the team. Now he's in that position where he might be battling for a practice squad spot. But he was kind of talked about initially as being a guy that maybe, oh, well, hey, the Schoonmaker, and they'll, you know, get, you know, all these guys and Span Ford, he'll be in the mix and all that. He needs to show that he can once again do this, because he's not been playing at the level that I saw at practice, that we saw a guy that was going to make the team earlier.
Yeah, pre-injury, he had the athleticism and the confidence, and now it's kind of been taken away from him.
Nate Thomas needs to have a good start at tackle. And I say this in a way because Nate Thomas has not played a lot of football. I mean, last year he was on the IR, and then as being a rookie last year, but he's going to need to get the work. He's going to need to prove to this staff that he can handle this job. He's got to go out there and show that, hey, I can line up, I can block, I can do what I have to do. I'll play with the balance, I'll play with the body control, I can do things. He did some good things in the 2-minute drill, but he had a little bit of a rough day too against Verse and some of those aspects. A lot of guys had rough days overall, but I think Nate Thomas needs to prove to the Cowboys that he can be that guy that they can rely on. So he needs a very, very good start as well. I think Akeem Adeniji, I think he's another guy. Adeniji has to prove to these coaches that, like, okay, is he the veteran guy that we can use as that swing tackle? Is he going to be a reliable backup? I think there's a lot to be said about him. He dealt with the concussion. He needs to have a good start in the preseason. On the defensive side of the ball, Damone Clark. I heard Damone Clark had a really nice day the other day when they started talking about the linebackers. Damone Clark, Maris Leofau, the two names that were mentioned is the linebackers that actually showed up.
Everybody else, Rams.
Yeah, versus the Rams in the scrimmage. So need to have him. I think there's a lot of questions now about Israel Mukwamu. I think that, you know, and we all know him as a veteran guy and what he could potentially do. And, oh, he could play slot. He could play safety. I think that we've seen a lot of times where the ball has gone over his head and things have gone poorly for him. I think he needs to show these coaches, and it's a new staff, listen, you got to be able to make plays. And I think that it's very, very important that he shows that in these preseason games. I think he's going to get a lot of opportunity. Andrew Booth, I'm not going to mention because I don't think Andrew Booth is good enough. I just don't. So I'm not going to mention him.
I saw Davante Adams just tearing him up.
Now, Zion Childers is another guy who is a cornerback. Could Zion Childers be one of these guys that replaces if he has a good couple of games here? Can he be a guy that takes Israel Kwamu's spot if Israel's going backwards? They need cornerbacks here. Zion Childers has shown that he can make plays.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I think he's going to get a lot of opportunity.
I liked him, dude. He was better than Mukwamu when we were out there, and he was running with the ones a little bit today in camp. I saw Nick Harris post that. He's making plays out there. I like that, dude.
The two defensive tackles there, Tommy Akinbasati, I think, you know, he's shown up in the scrimmage. He showed up a little bit more than Jay Toa. And so I think both of these defensive tackles, these one techniques, I'm not even going to consider Mozzie Smith in this situation. Maybe Mozzie Smith shows up, but every time I think that he might do that, then he does not anything. I don't think, like, I watch him play. I don't know if football is really important to him right now. And so you're going to need to find somebody at this defensive tackle spot. The two rookies, I think, are the guys that both of those need to have good starts to the practices, or excuse me, to the games, because if they do that, maybe that'll make the coaches feel a little bit better about the one technique. But it's going to come down to these two rookies. I just don't personally feel like that you could take Mozzie Smith and really rely on him. I think that, you know, he was a crossroads player to me, like Damone Clark was a crossroads player. I just feel like that they're kind of – he's taking the road of, okay, I'm not going to be here anymore. The other guys are kind of taking the road of, like, hey, we want to be a part of this team. So those are the guys I feel like that need to have a good start to their preseason.
Well, best of luck to Mozzie. You know, I think it's incredibly frustrating because you look at what went wrong after San Francisco, Green Bay, mm-hmm. and it's really the draft of Scooney, Mozzie, and Guyton, right? It's a two twos and a two.
It made Will McClay come out and say, hey, when you ask what kind of player you want, it's about players that love football. And the last two, we'll see with Guyton and how that circles back.
I think he answered the call.
Yeah, he's on the path. Mozzie had a chance to answer the call like Guyton did, and I don't think that's happening.
I mean, I just need to see Guyton prove that he can go out into a football field and do things well. He's saying all the right things. He's sure. working hard. I need to see him in an NFL game or a joint practice or something perform well in order to believe that maybe it's just one draft that's really on the hook. But one draft can bury you. Can you imagine how different we'd be looking at this defense's potential if Mozzie Smith could be a run-stuffing, one-technique defensive tackle, and you take him at 26 thinking this is a sure thing, right? Teams don't take one techs in the first round, but we're going to because we need it, and this is a sure damn thing, and it's unbelievable it hasn't worked out, and it's been such a failure. If he was just average. Yeah.
I know. He's been so bad.
I don't think football is really important to him. It's like I said this a bunch, football is a tough game, and for you to be a part of a team like that, you show toughness. I don't question that. I just don't think he loves to play the game like he needs to.
And I don't blame
him. That's the
point. No way I would have played football. You know, I guess at that position, right? Make me a quarterback, make me a wide receiver, a corner, you know, somewhere I'm having fun. Can I be an edge? Can I be a QB hunter? Yeah, but those guys in the middle, pretty much, the guards, the center, the defensive tackles, they're like just lining up and bludgeoning each other for 3 hours. It's insane. Like, you got to love that level of violence and love football and love being part of a team to, like, sacrifice to go through that.
It's tough.
Or you're chasing money.
Yeah.
And once you get first-round pick money, it's guaranteed for 4 years I'm done.
It's very, very tough for him to have that kind of attitude.
If he'd been a second rounder, he'd still be chasing the cash. But I don't think there's any hope. And I guess you only hang on to him now so you don't have to suffer the humiliation of the possibility that he goes somewhere else.
I wouldn't be surprised if they move on.
End of camp cut.
I wouldn't, yeah.
What are we doing next, Chief? College Football Thursday, Darty featuring Arch Manning, Red Zone Saturdays, and a local furry allegation next in the nation.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.